legal aspect of hospital pharmacy. Legal aspect of hospital pharmacy is license. Registration of the pharmacy shop is according to the Commercial Establishment Act with the knowledge of OTC, that is over the counter medicine. So nobody can start the business unless and until the pharmacy shop is owned by a pharmacist who has got the diploma in the pharmacy and who is capable of using his registered license to run the shop. If the shop is to be run and if it is for the commercial purpose, the shop has to be registered within the commercial shop entitlement so that there should not be any legal problem related to the sale of the drug and the amount of the payment made by the government in the form of sale tax. So sale tax is also very important aspect with the pharmacy. Commercial pharmacy shop is considered as a dealer of the pharmaceutical and they have the key role to play, that is sale tax. So whenever you do the business, you are not doing the business for the charity, you are doing the business to earn income, and whenever the income is more on the capital, you have to pay the sale tax. Hospital is not considered the dealer of the pharmacy because hospital is not manufacturing unit, but it is using the drugs for the patient use. So hospital will not pay the sale tax for the commercial use of the hospital pharmacy, but the hospital pharmacy will pay it. That is why it is considered an important cost center within the hospital. Third is the insurance. Different type of pharmacy shop take the different type of insurance, and one insurance is the fidelity insurance, that is insurance against the outbreak of the fire and the spoilage of the drug, pilferage, that is insurance against the sudden loss of the drug or sudden depletion of the drug because of the theft, then sudden pilferage of the drug because of the flash flood, that is the sudden loss of the drug because of the flash flood, because of the earthquake, that is natural disaster, because of the building collapse, that is artificial disaster. Stock verification and record keeping is also important because one can do the audit to know whether the proper sale tax is paid by the drug, whether the price at which the drug is purchased and the price at which the drug is sold is maintained, and this is also important from the hospital audit point of view. Now, organization and staffing of hospital pharmacy. Normally, one pharmacist is required for every 50 to 100 bed of hospital. So, if the hospital is 100 bedded, usually it can be maintained by one pharmacist or two pharmacists. The organizational chart is that the chief pharmacist is head of the pharmacy, who is assisted by the staff pharmacist, who is assisted by the pharmacy storekeeper, who is assisted by the pharmacy clerk, and at the end is pharmacy helper, that is ward boy, attendant, class 4 employee, who are mainly concerned with the manual work and not the technical work. So you will see the technical work is mainly carried by the license category, that is chief pharmacist, staff pharmacist and the pharmacy storekeeper, and the non-license category may be the pharmacy clerk or the pharmacy helper who are supporting the pharmacist to run the shop. Normal working hours of the pharmacy usually in any hospital is from 7 a.m. in the morning to 11 p.m. in the night. It works 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But usually between 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., the hospital pharmacy is not maintained by the daycare pharmacist, but it is usually maintained by the on-call pharmacy staff who work in the shift. And the shift pattern enables the pharmacy to run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week and 365 days a year. The different space required in the pharmacy is dispensing area where the drug can be dispensed, manufacturing area where the drug can be manufactured or preparation can be altered, like the homeopathy or Ayurvedic preparation, administrative area, that is record keeping, and storage area. So apart from the pharmacy staffing and organization, one must also know different laws that regulate the pharmacy. The different laws that regulate the pharmacy is Pharmacy Act 1948, which gives information about the course of the pharmacy, the licensing of the pharmacist, the registration of the pharmacist with the Pharmacy Council of India, which is changed from time to time according to the need and according to the different situation that come across. Then is the Drug Act 1940. The Drug Act 1940 usually stands for Drug and Magic Act, which has undergone different amendment from time to time, and according to the new drugs available, according to the different type of drug needed by different types of patient, etc. The Drug and Magic Remedies, that is Objectionable Advertisement Act 1954. This is also very important because few drug company may claim that after taking the drug your height may increase, after taking the drug your memory will increase, after taking the drug HIV can be treated. But these type of drugs are usually false drug because the authenticity is not proved. So never go on the advertisement, always go on the evidence-based literature associated with the drug. And for this, the important act is Drug and Magic Remedies Act 1954. The Narcotic and Psychotropic Substance Act 1985. This act was passed to avoid the unnecessary use of habit and addiction forming drug, like use of hashish, opium, ganja, charas, etc. Because they claim to have the medicinal benefit, but it has been proved that they bring nothing, but they change the mood of the patient and make the individual addicted to them and later on dependent on the drug. So never go for such type of drug for which you develop the craving for it. Then Legalization of the Tobacco Control 1975. Now tobacco is one of the important area where the government gets lot of revenue, but at the same time it causes lot of health hazard on the patient. That is why government is strict smoking tobacco in the public places. You can see before starting of the cinema, you will see they show the advertisement in which the hazardous effect of tobacco and lung cancer, tobacco and oral cancer is shown. Then they also show that tobacco, that smoking should be prohibited in the public places like near the airport or near the cinema hall or bus stand, etc. Therefore, this type of act generally educate the people about the ill effect of tobacco over the health of the patient. The National Tobacco Control Institute is located at New Delhi, which is keeping a strict eye on this. That is why you may see in the important advertisement like Akshay Kumar doing the advertisement for Gold Flake cigarette. Whenever he is shown in the TV smoking cigarette, the smoking part of the cigarette will be banned, will come as a censored part, so that public does not get carried away by that. And not only smoking cigarette, but also smoking of pan masala, bidi and gutka is also prohibited by the government, especially government of Maharashtra. That is why in the railway bogies, in the railway platform, in cinema halls, you will not get openly gutkas, especially in Maharashtra, because of the ill effect. So in this way, the hospital pharmacy is complete. Now, the important cost center in the hospital is hospital laboratories. Hospital laboratories is one of the important family member of the hospital, because without the hospital lab, doctor cannot diagnose the disease. Or even if they diagnose the disease, they cannot confirm it. Therefore, doctors can arrive in confirming the diagnosis only by having the lab support. For example, clinically, doctor may diagnose dengue fever, but if the dengue is not detected in the blood, then the confirmation of the dengue fever is not confirmed. And the test which is done for dengue is dengue NS1 test. Malaria can be detected by malaria spot test or malaria antigen test, IgG, IgM for Plasmodium vivax, Plasmodium falciparum. H1N1 can be diagnosed by taking the nasal swab for H1N1. Diabetes can be diagnosed by doing fasting blood sugar, postprandial blood sugar, glycosylated hemoglobin. Cancer can be diagnosed by different type of screening test like CA125, which is the tumor marker for CA cervix. Then serum PSA, that is prostate specific antigen for prostatic carcinoma. Acute arthritis can be diagnosed by acute phase reactant like ESR, C-reactive protein, or you can do different type of tests to show the acute arthritis like RA factor, that is rheumatoid factor, HLA B27 assessment, VDRL, serum uric acid to rule out gouty arthritis, and accordingly the plan of treatment also changes. Hospital laboratory also assists in the teaching of the doctor, especially attached to medical colleges, like histopathological examination of biopsy material and the staining pattern will tell you which type of disease the patient is suffering from or whether it is cancerous or non-malignant, at what stage it has spread to. Therefore, it is also very important to do the autopsy usually for the pathological cause. And this is one of the variant of doing post-mortem, especially in the medical college, other than the medico-legal purpose. And this type of autopsy is known as autopsy done for the pathological cause. For example, if the patient dies because of convulsion, then the cause of the death is not ascertained. Then you do the biopsy, you may find there may be tuberculoma or gamma of the brain. The tuberculoma or gamma of the brain, if it is caseating, it may be tuberculosis. If it is non-caseating, it may be syphilis. So these type of pathological entity can be established when you have the query, the cause of death is not ascertained, when you find out the case is not medico-legal and the death has occurred. And this is also one of the important part of teaching or research, where one want to ascertain that so that one can know the complication that patient is suffering from. Moreover, it is one of the important source of income, because many hospitals have outsourced the hospital laboratory service to other party so that they have to not bother about the maintenance of the lab, the procurement of the agent or reagent used in the lab, the dispensing of the report, etc. And at the same time, they also earn their revenue by sending the patient to them. For example, SRL diagnostic has spread to all Fortis group of hospital, where all Fortis group of hospital start good earning from it. Planning of the hospital laboratories depend upon the type of the patient. It depends upon the patient which the hospital is having. Based on that, they can conduct the test. For example, from the TB ward, the test which is usually carried out is sputum for AFB, that is sputum for acid fast bacilli, which is usually done when the sputum, early morning sputum is collected in the sputum bulb, and it is done for 3 days on regular basis so that the chances of false negative or false positive test can be ignored. Then doing the polymerase chain reaction for tuberculosis. This is a highly specialized and costly test. The result is not available readily, but the result is highly specific and confirmatory of tuberculosis, especially in the era of MDR tuberculosis, that is multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, atypical tuberculosis, where the patient may not present the typical features of tuberculosis, but actually the patient is really suffering from tuberculosis. Similarly, if the patient comes with acute chest pain, the lab test, that is blood test, which is done in the cardiac patient is TROP-T test, CPK enzyme test, CPK-MB enzyme test, and LDH test. So these tests will show whether the patient has acute myocardial infarction or not, and based on this, the diagnosis is confirmed and further cardiological treatment or is started by cardiologist. Similarly, in an unconscious patient admitted in ICU, you do the ABG, that is arterial blood gas analysis, so that you will know the metabolic status of the patient, whether the patient is suffering from metabolic acidosis or whether the patient is suffering from alkalosis, and accordingly the treatment is planned. Similarly, in artificial in vitro fertilization or assisted reproductive facility attached to OBS and gynec ward, the gynecologist want to do anti-Müllerian hormone test, follicle stimulating hormone test, luteinizing hormone test, serum beta HCG level, that is human chorionic gonadotropin level, to find out whether the female is pregnant or not. If the female is not pregnant, what is the cause behind their infertility? Now, hospital laboratory is very important part, because it is a third hand for the specialist, especially like cardiologist, where we have seen that different enzyme tests like TROP1 test, CPK, MB and LDH is the blood test which help in diagnosing acute MI. Similarly, acute MI can also be diagnosed by doing the ECG, that is electrocardiography, and in this picture you see the different wave pattern of electrical impulse which is recorded in the paper as the form of ECG. Similarly, ICU patient, especially the patient who require aggressive treatment, may be, apart from doing the other test, may require the serum electrolyte test to know whether they are suffering from hyponatremia or hypernatremia, hypokalemia or hyperkalemia, regarding serum potassium level, or whether the patient is in the ammonia, or whether the patient is suffering from excessive ammonia induced hysterical attack, etc. So these tests, lab tests, also help in diagnosing different type of disease. Then different subscription of the hospital laboratories are, means the different branches within the hospital laboratories are, microbiology, where microorganism related to particular disease is isolated, their behavior is studied, stained and diagnosed. For example, tuberculosis bacteria can be stained with Jaden staining. Similarly, tuberculosis bacteria can be identified by doing the Jaden staining, whereas other bacterial organism like Staphylococcus, Streptococcus can be diagnosed by simple staining matter. Then the microbiology is also very important to diagnose the cause of acute diarrheal disease, like diarrheal disease because of gram-negative bacteria like Shigella, Salmonella, etc. Microbiology also form very important part in the diagnosis of sexually transmitted disease like chlamydia trachomatosis. Serum biochemistry is very important to diagnose the blood with relation to the chemistry of the blood, like assessment of fasting blood sugar, postprandial blood sugar, serum electrolyte, serum RA factor, serum glycosylated hemoglobin. Radioimmunoassay test is very important in fixing the complement with the markers of radiological material, and this forms the important part in diagnosing different type of disease related to arthritis like ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis, also in the diagnosis of different type of thyroiditis, mostly the autoimmune thyroiditis. Radioimmunoassay also form important part in diagnosing the HIV and AIDS. Histopathology is usually done for the disease for which the biopsy is taken. After biopsy, they are subjected to histopathology to know the nature of the disease, the extent of the disease, and the staging of the disease. And on that basis, you can classify whether the patient specimen is carcinogenic or non-carcinogenic. If it is carcinogenic, at what stage it is there, so that according to this pattern, you can do the further test, confirm the diagnosis, and plan for the treatment. The histopathology, which is mostly done, is taking the biopsy of the cervix, that is CA cervix, subjecting to histopathology, histopathology of the lymph node, histopathology of the brain tissue, histopathology of the dead cardiac tissue, etc. Genetic laboratories and DNA mapping is also very important, because only treatment which is available at present is proper genetic counseling, so that the disease do not recur in the subsequent progeny. And this is a new and upcoming branch not available in all hospitals, and genetic laboratories are usually has to be registered by the hospital. They have to give wide publicity. They may not be favorable source of income in the smaller cities, but in the cities like Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, Hyderabad, where people are aware, people are willing to pay, it is very important. DNA mapping is also very important to establish the identity, especially when you get certain amount of bone or dead body where the identity cannot be ruled out, like in the case of bomb blast or in the case of aircraft investigation, where all bodies are burnt and charred, you cannot identify it. So you can take the sample, do the DNA mapping, match with the relative sample, and if it matches, you can hand over the body. So these are the important form of forensic investigation also. Hematology is also important form of investigation, which is usually carried out in the hospital services for assessing different type of hematological disorders and bleeding disorders like anemia, which may be severe, moderate and mild, then is leukemia, then is thalassemia major trait. Transplant immunology mainly deals with major histocompatibility complex assessment and showing the chances of acceptance of the graft in the transplanted individual, so that the chances of rejection of the graft can be assessed. Microbiology is divided into culture section, which may be urine, routine and blood culture. Blood routine, blood culture, nasal swab culture, it is very important. Urine culture is done to rule out UTI. Blood culture is done to rule out septicemia. Nasal swab culture is done to rule out H1N1. Serology is very important, and the test which is related to serology, that is serum, is Vidal test to diagnose typhoid, ASO titer to diagnose the rheumatic fever, TORCH titer to diagnose the sexually transmitted disease, especially in the pregnant mother, VDRL to diagnose syphilis. The biochemistry is very important to diagnose the patient of diabetes, that is fasting blood sugar, postprandial blood sugar, complete LFT, RFT, ascitic tapping is very important to assess whether the organ are affected or not, to what extent it is affected, whether it is end stage disease or not. Radioimmunoassay is also very important in the autoimmune disorders, where radioisotope coated enzyme markers are used, like iodine-131 is important to diagnose the CA of the thyroid. Then it requires radioanalyzer, autoanalyzer, photometer to assess the diagnosis, to assess the radioimmuno assessment. Then FNAC stands for fine needle aspiration cytology, which may be guided by ultrasonographic machine or it may be guided by CT scan machine. And FNAC is usually done to rule out the chance of spread of disease in the lymph node, in the thyroid, in the stomach, etc. Then histopathology of the fluid aspirate is also very important, particularly the fluid taken from the respiratory passage, that is bronchoalveolar lavage, to rule out squamous cell carcinoma and epithelioma, which is very common in the patient of coal miners, asbestosis, etc. Peritoneal lavage is also very important to rule out the degree of septicemia and chances of burst abdomen in the patient of perforated acute appendicitis. Peripheral staining is very important to rule out the extent of cancer and also the type of cancer. The different type of staining may be Jaden staining, then is AF acid fast bacillus staining, then KOH mount. KOH mount is usually done to stain the fungal hyphae. Cervical smear in the form of pap smear is very important to rule out the CA cervix, which is, that is carcinoma of cervix, which is used as a screening measures for the large number of population. Similarly, the extent of the disease on table can be done and the surgery can be planned by using the frozen plasma or frozen paraffin block, which tells us the extent to which the tumor has spread, and accordingly the surgery has to be done. The biopsy can be done from bone marrow to diagnose the disease, like aplastic anemia, then leukemia, then the liver, to diagnose the liver cell carcinoma, and also to diagnose cirrhosis of the liver, lymph node, to diagnose the infective or metastatic cause of the lymph node, or skin biopsy to diagnose different type of dermatological disorders like lichen planus, then squamous cell carcinoma, photosensitizing lesion, etc. Genetic lab. Genetic lab is mainly done to do the chromosomal analysis. The chromosomal disorders, which is very important, is it may be non-sex chromosomes such as Down syndrome, Edwards syndrome, etc. The Down syndrome is trisomy of 21 chromosome, Edwards syndrome is trisomy of 18 chromosome. Then it may be related to the sex hormone, that is XX in female and XY in male. The disease which are related to it, this is Turner syndrome in female and Klinefelter syndrome in male. It is also very important to diagnose the cases of facial dysmorphia such as cleft lip, cleft palate, or microcephaly, macrocephaly, etc. Similarly, chromosomal analysis of bone marrow is important in the white blood cancer such as leukemia. The assessment of the Barr bodies in buccal smear is also very important to diagnose the sex, that is gender of the patient, and also to diagnose the particular type of disease which is very much prevalent in the female patient. DNA fingerprinting is usually done in the case of disputed paternity, and it becomes the legal test when it is summoned for it. In the case of identification of the human remains of bomb blast or building collapse, where it is very difficult to establish the identity, and DNA fingerprinting is done. In India, the research institute dealing with fingerprinting is Central Institute for Fingerprinting Analysis, located at Hyderabad. Hospital laboratories planning. Planning for the hospital laboratories are divided into planning for the equipment, such as different type of equipment, maybe the microscope, maybe the centrifuge, maybe the different type of reagent used, then different type of material which are used is Benedict stain or Benedict solution, which is used in the assessment of blood sugar level, then hydrochloric acid, then Jaden staining, etc. Then it required the blood, proper blood collection and sending the blood for proper culture, and for this you require the different culture plate such as the blood agar, sabrod agar. For doing all these things, you have to do the proper manpower planning. The hospital lab zones are divided into the entrance, where the patient enter into the ward, reception, where the patients are welcomed in the hospital lab, then the collection center, where the blood sample is collected, then the processing, where the blood sample is processed, then the preparation of the report, signing of the report by the pathologist, dispensing of the report, and preservation of the report for reference if required. So hospital manpower planning is that the hospital laboratory department is headed by microbiologist or pathologist. Then there is infection control team, which is also very important and associated with hospital laboratory service, and he is usually pathologist or epidemiologist, assisted by infection control nurse and it is estimated that in every hospital, for every 25 bed, one hospital control nurse is required. Then the manpower planning also depends upon the number of samples which are sent to the hospital laboratories for assessment. For example, one lab technician can process 25 to 30 samples per day. One pathologist can verify 100 to 150 reports in one shift. One genetic lab can process 40 to 50 samples. One autoanalyzer can process up to 250 tests in one time. So if you know the time breakup required for assessing each and every type of test, you can plan the manpower required for it. The different type of administrative issue is collection of the sample, maintenance of the record, dispatch of the record, etc. And for this, the technical manpower required may be MLT, that is Master Lab Technician, Histopathological Assessment Technician, Lab Technician, Blood Technician, etc.